the blue light hypothesis of sleep disruption turns out to be a myth. There's a very influential couple of papers where people were, for example, reading on an iPad for 1 hour before bed versus just reading a natural book under dim light. And they reported that the iPad had a bad impact on your sleep. And then even when you stopped reading the iPad after that week of the experimental intervention, there was a blast radius such that your sleep kind of was still bad for a couple of days after. It's like a drug washout period. And then this scientist, Michael Gradazar, started to look at the data and he started to try to replicate it, and he couldn't. You can do blue light blocking stuff. There's no real difference. What he discovered is that it's that these devices are attention capture devices, and they are ruthlessly good at fleecing you of your attention economy. And people have spent tens of millions of dollars figuring out how to not let you put that phone down. And so what these devices do, they cause what we call sleep procrastination. It's almost as though the device hits the mute button on the sleepiness, and you can stay awake for another hour, 2 hours. A colleague of mine has this wonderful idea that take your phone, put it in the kitchen, better put it in your car and close the door. And that way, like, the effort to try and go and get it in the morning is so high that at least you'll have like 5 minutes in the morning to wake up naturally. It's a beautiful thing. If you have to take your phone into the bedroom, the rule is you can only use the phone standing up. And after about 6 or 7 minutes of walking around the bedroom and you're on your phone, you think, oh, I'm just going to have a sit down. At that point, that's it. That's the rule. You got to put the phone down.